Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Hello.
Hey, Antoinette.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hey, Denise, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
Man, I am great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you not out on the golf field today?
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we
good morning, Bill. This is Mike. Welcome. Good morning, Bill. This is Mike. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Mike, what's up, brother? How you been?
Just fine. Everything's lovely.
Good.
Nice to hear your voice.
I hadn't seen you. Good to hear you.
Yeah,
good to hear your voice too, my man. You been well?
Yes, everything is lovely.
Good. Been riding your bike at all?
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. Yes, up here it's a little harder because of the hills, but it's a bit of a challenge that I have to get to. Yeah. But
yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's been fun living up here.
Quite a difference, man.
Yeah.
It is. I miss Georgia. I really do. You know.
Yes, I know you spent a lot of time up here.
Well, you know, like I said, Augusta's home. So, you know, I most of my business career, other than Miami, has been in Atlanta. So, you know, yeah, you're right. You're right. My office for some time was off of 400, and you know, so I spent a lot of time in Atlanta. A lot of time.
It's a very interesting city. That AJC paper keeps me abreast of what's going on in the world down there. It's a lot going on, too.
You know, as a matter of fact, it is. You know, as of just today, and you remember Miguel Southwell, he was the assistant director for the Miami airport. Well,
yes.
He took a position to become the director for the Atlanta airport, and he just recently got fired 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I read all about that. It's been interesting to see all that
and
stuff.
He's pushing back, you know. Yeah.
Kasim seems to be a really interesting individual. He's his own man.
You know, it seems that way, and for quite some time he's almost been Teflon in the sense that he's been tough to touch. But, you know, Miguel, I've known him for many, many years. He's a very honorable person. You know, he's a good man. And if he is, you know, saying what he's saying, I mean, and of course, you know, we're on the outside looking in, but I think there might be some credence to it. So I hope he comes out of this okay.
Yes. Yeah, me too. And you know, when people are in power, they can sort of do things that, you know, don't look to be fair, but they just do it them anyway. And
there you go. That's exactly right.
So we just have to stand by and sort of just take note of it. But it's been very interesting. He fired some other person too, the watershed person.
Oh, wow.
So he fired a couple people in his cabinet the past few weeks.
I gotta go take a look at that, or not.
Yeah, and then the interesting thing is he's a lame duck. You know, he's wrapping up his term soon.
Right. And there's a buddy of mine that actually went to college with me, who is going to be running for mayor. You know, Caesar Mitchell, and so we've actually, you know, been considering doing a fundraiser for him down here, you know, to try to help him with his campaign. But, you know, as the world turns in Atlanta, man.
Yes, right. But Atlanta, it's a really interesting place to be. I'm really enjoying being up here.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good.
Good morning. Someone else has joined the line with us. Is that Marie? Auntie? It's her number. Auntie is on. Are you speaking to us this morning, Ree? I think she probably has a phone. Marie, do you have your phone on mute? Antoinette, we're dealing with this new technology on our prayer line, so I could have her on mute.
Oh, okay.
She's gone. Where did it go? No, my mother-in-law, she might be pulling one of her pranks, you know. She's good at that.
That's a great sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have to watch it. We were going the other day to a birthday party for Austin, Aunt Lynn's grandson, and she was sitting in the back. And I'm driving down the street, and she said, "You know that sign right there says 30 miles an hour."
Say that last part again, Bill. I didn't hear it.
Well, she's a backseat driver, Bill. We know that well.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, big time.
You know that sign right down the street says 30 miles an hour. I said, "The one you just passed." She said, "Oh, you saw it?"
Right. Well, she's a good driver. She'll help you drive, Bill.
That's right. That's right.
She will help you.
Now, see, if she's on mute right now, she's trying to find her. She's trying her best to find a way to get off of mute. So is Auntie Odie there with you all?
Yes, she is. She
okay,
hears you.
Good. What? Tell her I still miss those biscuits.
My precious nephew and niece. Good morning.
Good morning, Auntie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. We have to get those biscuits going, really.
And well, you know, listen. In a minute, me and Marie gonna make the drive north and make sure we get some because the winter's coming. You know.
Yes, I'm a Damey's grit.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right, I do
remember. Yeah. That sounds good. We will be happy to see you guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my aunt now.
You know, we ought to drive up there for homecoming and take your mom and dad and drop them off for a while.
Oh, that would be great to have Marie and Uncle Joe come. That would be a major blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might take a day off on both ends and maybe drive up on a Wednesday or something and drop them off and let the price be grits and biscuits. You know.
Okay.
While we go to homecoming, let them come up. Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe we'll do that this year.
That would be perfect.
Okay. Anthony, can you try calling Ree on your other line? Try her cell phone because.
Yeah, she'll dial her right now.
Now.
Oh, there she goes. Hey, Ree.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Hey, we've been talking about you.
I'm listening to you guys.
I don't know who that was. Somebody was talking about you.
Yeah, that's somebody talking now. I said, y'all stop talking about me.
I only found a way to work it out. I was trying to make sure you was there. I knew if I talked about you, you show up.
And Marie, I only said good things about you. I only said good things about you, Marie.
I heard every word.
I'm good. Papa, see there?
Is that them?
I said, is Papa, see there?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
God, I'm looking at the time. I thought I have 14 minutes after 10.
Well, you're fast.
It's 9:55.
My sister Jennifer's on the line, I think. Jennifer, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
All right, I'm here.
Me too.
All right.
Good.
The reason you all couldn't hear me, I had you on mute. But I could hear everything you were saying.
Now, you were working hard to get off mute.
Well, I had you on mute, that's why. So I'm putting you back on mute now.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Monique.
Hey, Monique.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. What time is it there?
6:55.
Oh, my goodness. Is Lynn up, too?
He's gone. He went to go do a run this morning for work.
Okay. Hey. Glad you're on with us, Monique.
Thank you.
Monique.
Yes.
Tell that nephew of mine I said he give me a call. He didn't call me Mother's Day.
Ooh, I definitely will tell him.
Tell him I said so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
On mute.
Now?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley. Is that Ashley?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
I can feel that smile all the way down here in Miami.
Yay.
How's the birthday boy, Ashley?
He is doing good. He made his transition into the toddler room at daycare, so it's a new world for him.
I hear you. That's...
Hello, is this the prayer line?
Yes, this is Lynn Everett.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to hear your voice.
Samuel, this Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
You sound healthy and happy.
Yeah, I'm trying, Mike. God is good.
I didn't know you were going to make it on this morning.
Yeah. Me either.
Oh. I just told him you were at work.
Yeah. I'm on the road going to Desert Mountain, so that gave me some time.
No. I just told him you were at work.
Yeah.
But ain't we on the phone? She said you didn't call for Mother's Day. Oh, there you go. You can tell them.
Lanny.
Hey.
I just say a few words because everybody got the ears open. I see you didn't call me.
Hey, AP, you cracking up on me.
Yeah, you cracking up on me, too.
I love you.
Yeah.
Hey, Antoine. I'm doing better. Huh?
I have Bill here this morning.
Hey, Billy Bill.
My man, Lynn, what's up, brother?
I'm getting better, man. God is good.
Yes, he is. He is so good. I'm glad you're on here this morning. My mother-in-law got somebody else to talk to.
She gonna fuss me out first.
Yeah, she started before you got on.
I hear you.
I hope to see y'all soon.
Yeah,
I hope to see y'all soon. Yeah.
All right, you.
Huh?
You will.
Yeah, and I want a sweet potato pie too. No excuses.
I never have.
Me too.
So now you got to make three. Two for me and one for Antoine.
Antoine on.
Yeah, she don't like too much sweet potato pie. I might eat half of hers.
Okay.
Everybody
got to
order in for her.
Okay. I'll put it in.
Okay,
now.
Everybody. Lenny. Okay, everybody. We're happy. We're happy that everybody's on the call, and
And we're all visiting and having a good time. That's great. We're ready to get started. So welcome, everyone, to the prayer line. We're going to start with our foundation prayer, the Jabez prayer. That's what we've been standing on. And it reads, it's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning at verse number 9. And it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And Almighty God granted Jabez his request. So we continue to encourage all of us to be honorable in all of our activities. We encourage all of us to be generous and to be just good people to one another and to show love and kindness to each other. Now, we want to get started today. We're going to start with John Williams, and then after John, we're going to have Cedric share, and then Denise. So let's get started with John Williams. John, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chocolate chips.
I just want to share with you all the mercies and the goodness of God and his faithfulness towards us. It was about almost nine years ago, I had a nervous mental breakdown, totally lost my mind, totally out of sync with the world, reality, and all. I mean, just erratic thoughts just run across my mind, and I acted out on those thoughts, and I was hospitalized a total of three times, institutionalized, as a matter of fact, three times within the same year, within a month span of each other. And I was thinking, oh my, is this just going to be my life? What is going on with me? And it was just devastating to me. I could not control these thoughts or just life. I felt like I just lost control of everything. And I remember just praying to God, crying out to him, God, what is going on? I thought I was special to you. You told me I was special to you. How could you let this happen to me? What am I to do? I thought this was just going to be my life. I was on medication that just made me feel very out of touch with the world. And I didn't like the feeling. And one medication they gave me sent me back to the hospital with thoughts even more uncontrollable. And I just thought, this just can't be the will of God for my life. I was so certain that I was special to him. And God started just to reveal himself to me. And he told me, you are special to me. And but I took that specialness for granted and became cocky with that specialness. And he just told me what special means and what it meant to him. By me being special simply meant that I was fragile. Any item that's marked special, very special, also come with the label fragile. And I'm like, oh, wow. It was a very humbling experience. You know, I took that special mean as like boasting, cockiness. I'm special. But it meant I'm fragile. A special item is a fragile item and cannot do and be handled any kind of way. And I didn't realize that at the time. By me being special, man, I'm fragile. I can't live, act, conduct myself any kind of way. I have to act special, which means I'm fragile. So I had to take special care of my mind, my thought life, and my actions to be, you know, considered special, which was really a humbling experience. You know, now I look at things special when I think of myself as special. It's now humbling, not of anything I could boast about. And we should be proud of the fact that by us being special, we're fragile. That means God takes special care of us, and which gave me a whole new attitude, a whole new outlook on life. It's been a process just to rebuilding my relationship with God. I'm more stable-minded than I've ever been in my life. And I'm just, you know, looking back, I'm glad I went through with what I went through. It made me more compassionate towards others. And it really taught me how to read the Bible with understanding and not take for granted just words like being special. Look it up. Find out what special really means. We'll give you a whole new light on who God is and his outlook on us and for our lives. And I just want to leave a scripture with you that I read back then that really encouraged me and that really put in perspective the specialness that God sees in us and me. And this is in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. And it says this: "We have this treasure from God, but we are like clay jars that hold the treasure." That shows that the great power is from God and not from us. We have trouble all around us, but we are not defeated. We do not know what to do, but we do not give up the hope of living. We are persecuted, but God does not leave us. And I just looked at that and said, oh my, thank you, Lord, for just clarifying what special means to you and what it should mean for me. And I just wanted to share that with you, that the road has been long. I'm still learning, and I hope I just continue to learn. And I just thank you all for the opportunity for me to share that with you. Thank you.
John, thank you. That was very, very powerful, John. Thank you for sharing.
Yes,
thank you for
touching
us. Thank you for touching us with those comments about what you experienced.
Yeah.
And we can testify that John is a wonderful, wonderful young man. And I'm proud to call him my brother-in-law.
Me too.
And now we'll move over to John's
brother,
Cedric Williams. And make sure you put your phones on mute, please. Cedric, you there?
Okay. Federer.
Yes. I'm here. Thank you, John, for sharing. Thank you, family, for tuning in this morning. I do appreciate the opportunity to share. And, Johnny, your word is so profound. It's just amazing to see how God is working in your life. And also, one thing that really stood out in what I wanted to talk about, and you kind of touched on it in a subtle way, but Jabez was able to receive his breakthrough and his promises and his blessings because he had confidence in God. And sometimes when we take our confidence off of God and put it on self, on ourselves, it opens the door for destruction. So I just wanted to look at that word today and just kind of expound upon it. And I know we are on a time strain here, but dealing with confidence is being able to know that God is able, not confidence in self, not your accomplishments, not who you are, what you achieved, but being able to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, and having that confidence in Christ. And I just felt led this morning to share that stir up the confidence, hold on to the confidence in God, not in self, not in man, and not in individuals or things around us, but in Christ, being able to increase your confidence in him. And if you look at the prayer of Jabez, you know, and the Lord did just what he asked because he had the confidence in Christ. Jabez and say, you know, Lord, I'm so great, I'm so this, you owe me, I need to be further along in life. He was just simply saying, Lord, I know you can do it. I know you can increase my borders. And Proverbs 3:26 says, for the Lord will be your confidence and keep your feet from being caught. And also, John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I want us to just walk throughout today, you know, holding your head up high and say, you know, I walk in the confidence of God. And then the other scripture is in Hebrews 10:35-36 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you might and may receive the promise. And the thing is, after you've done the will of God, remain faithful, stand strong, and expect to receive the promise. Sometimes we want to see it before we do the will of God, but being able to do the will of God and stand still. Hold your head up high today, family, and just say, I walk in the confidence of God. That's it.
Thank you, Cedric, for those encouraging words. That was wonderful. Thank you, Cedric. Now we'll move over to Denise. Denise?
As we close out today, I just want to thank John and thank Cedric and all of my family members. Just so grateful to God for each one of you. And just believing the Lord for great things. As Cedric has mentioned, you know, the confidence. And the boldness that we can walk in. And as John has expressed, we are special to God. We are loved by God. And he wants to bless us and honor us. And we're going to remove all the limits. And we're going to walk in that. And while walking in that, I just had one scripture that I wanted to share with you as our closing. And this scripture is found in Philippians 4:6, and it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, and that's praising God, let your requests be made known unto him, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. And then finally, my family, in verse 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, think on those things. And continue to praise God as you think on those things. Now, in parting, may the peace of God garrison you about, and the love of God go before you and behind you. And may you walk in confidence and boldness, knowing that God is with you. Family, have a blessed week, and we love you so very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Denise.
Love y'all. Have a...
Love y'all, too.
This was very inspiring. I like this.
So long. God bless.
Happy to do it. Billy boy.
Sweet potato pie.
Okay.
I know that's right, Lenny. Let's do it, right?
Monique. Yeah. Monique can get it, not you.
She can't get it unless I get it.
I put you aside now. I done put you off my list.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that.
So I got Monique in your place.
You can't do that.
You have to start over again.
I'm too old to start over.
No, you're never too old to learn. You say you're never too old to learn.
I'm too old and stubborn in my ways.
Well, that can be pushed out. You just heard what you said. You got to have faith.
Yeah. You know what? Where mama at? You know, I had a dream Uncle Walt last night driving a Cutlass Supreme, and like we went to the store.
Really?
What did that mean? Yeah.
That mean you dreamed about it.
Yeah, and I was like, Uncle Walt always had impellers, but he had a gray Cutlass.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's driving now.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking that too, bro.
Yeah.
But strange. I seen it so real. And we went to the store, and then look in and look at everything, looking all nice and everything, and then like you had went to the store, and I had pulled up, said, "I'm waiting on it." And the scene is so real, and you know how you wake up like, oh man, I gotta go back to sleep to see what's going on.
Yeah, did you?
No, I couldn't get back. I woke up.
So how you doing now?
I'm doing a lot better until get my strength back and everything.
Don't put those cigarettes down.
Beg your pardon?
You heard me. Don't beg your pardon. You hurt me.
I'm slowing down, though.
God, what is it going to take you to do that?
I'm trying.
It's easier said than done, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you trying?
God. Yes, ma'am. I lost a lot of weight, too. I think
everybody done but us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm going too.
Okay, Auntie. I love
hey,
you.
I heard you didn't
wait a minute. We're not finished with you yet. Oh, Lenny, you sound good. You all healed up?
I thought y'all was gone.
Not quite. I'm getting my strength back and my appetite.
Good.
I feel a lot.
So you gave
I feel a
weight?
Lot better.
I gained
when I went to the doctor Wednesday. I was at 217 from 200.
Wow,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
My regular weight is 246.
That's too much.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
246. Oh my gosh. That is way up there.
Wow.
Stay around 220, Lynn. You'll be good there.
Okay, yeah, because I'm 217 now.
Yeah. And you know
that
you gotta stop those cigarettes. You know that.
That's what
yeah.
I told him.
Yeah, you know I'm going to keep it real. I ain't going to lie. I've been smoking.
Well, we're going to pray that you get that smoking demon out of you.
Yeah.
Right. And that's going to help you out, too.
I ain't making no excuses, but sometimes it calms my nerves.
Yeah.
Read the Bible.
I do.
Yeah.
That'll calm
you.
Hey, get your puzzle book and start working on it. That's what I do. Snoop got me about 3 or 4 puzzle books now, and I've been working on them at night, sitting here working on them.
A pocketbook?
Puzzle. Help
puzzle
mind.
Book.
Keep a mind shut.
Oh.
Right.
That's That's why she got a quick tongue, Lenny.
I know, huh? You ain't lying. She probably wrote her own puzzle book.
All right, Mike.
Tell Uncle Joe I'm calling him this week.
Yeah, you've been telling him that every week.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't call him on Father's Day.
Okay. Hey, y'all know about right. Emma-Marie?
Yes.
Yeah, we heard about her.
Huh?
Yes.
Your mom
y'all
told you
to service?
Yeah.
Funeral is today.
You going?
Joe going. I'm not.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all got to get off my line.
Okay.
Hey, sis. Hey, we killing two birds with one stone this morning.
Making it real.
Hey,
I
got
to call my dude Johnny. Boy, he almost brought tears to my eyes.
Oh,
that
bless
was
your heart.
Yeah, I didn't know that happened to Cleve. Why nobody told me that?
I have to know everything.
I should know something. I got to know everything, but know something.
Well, you're not supposed to know everything. Just a little bit will do. Right?
That's not broke.
Let's say y'all got to get off the line.
Wait, let
okay,
me.
Okay, love y'all.
Manny, did
yes,
you
ma'am.
Read your book?
Yeah, I seen some fall out of it. I seen some fall out of it. I said, oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
I really started reading then. I said, there might be some more pages in here.
I said you do that. Isn't it amazing when you find one, you go looking for others?
And then I'm going to tell you what the sad thing about it, I meant to call you, but all the Cricket phones, like the phone service I had, it was a nationwide outage. Can you believe that?
Wow.
A nationwide outage. You couldn't call the company. You couldn't use your phone. Nobody could call you or anything. And it just so happened this morning, I cut my phone off and cut it back on, and I just heard all kind of messages coming through.
Oh, wow.
And I had got this little government phone, and out of all the days, I didn't have it on me. I usually just put it in my pocket, you know, just in case, and all the days, I didn't have it on me.
That just shows you what happens when the service go down. We're lost.
it affects a lot of people. You wouldn't believe something like that would happen. And then the guy then would blow you off. Oh, it'd be about, this was about 3 o'clock p.m. It'd be about 45 to an hour, 5 hours past, nothing, all night long. And then the people had changed their pickup time, and I didn't even know. So I got my little government phone, and I called him and left him my number, and he called me. He said, I'm glad you called, because I text you that. And I would have been lost this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
That's how life is.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Technology is beautiful. When it goes down, we are lost.
And then there was people that was crying about his son. He couldn't get in contact with his little son, didn't know where his son was. It was a mess because Kamani was reading, I guess they call this thing the Facebook, or
uh-huh.
And they was reading on. And that made me so sad. I say, well, I'm here with my boys. Thank God for that. So I kind of calmed my nerves down because I was highly upset. You know?
Oh,
my goodness.
Hey, Ms. William. When you called me, I was on. You hear me?
Yes, I
Odie,
hear you. Yes.
When you called, I was on there, but I had it on mute. I was looking at my phone. I mean, at the time.
Okay.
I put it on mute.
Okay, we got to get off the line. We have to call back. Line time is over.
Okay.
Call you. You go ahead about your business, Lenny. Carry on.
Okay, love you. Okay.
Love you too, and read your book. Continue to read your book. Okay.
Bye, Lenny.
Bye-bye. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. You cuss off, Micah? Okay. But I have it whole.
Push the button at the bottom, please.
And push it again? Because it says.
No, hit the red button. That's all.
Okay.